I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Honestly, I could only tolerate two episodes so far without puking all over myself of watching with love, Meghan Markle. Have any of you folks seen it? Well, let us know in the chat what you think. We are possibly going to get Paula M, possibly P. Dina. But some of the catchphrases, first of all, during the show really stood out to me. So in episode one of Sidekick, he had hallelujah instead of hallelujah. He just abbreviated to hallelujah. And then Meghan, now we're talking turkey.
Now we're talking turkey.
They were.
I'm looking at one. And we got the vibes for the hives.
Working hard for the honey. There was a lot going on with the bees, wasn't there, Jen?
Well, it's because obviously her passion for making preserves has been made apparent. And in the first two shows that we've managed to endure, in both episodes, she is showing off her offerings in her garden, which is leaves a lot to be jealous about. But no, it's a show that we knew we were going to be quite, I'm trying to word this politely. Like I said, I just Googled, before we come on this podcast, I just Googled for positive reviews because of the amounts of negative reviews. I'm trying to find light in this show. But to start, the amounts of cliches that were dropped within the first 5 minutes should become a drinking game. Who's the production on this? That was my first question, was how can someone let this air as it is?
They're all saying in the chat, it's not even her garden, it's a hired property. You got fake property, fake garden, fake smile, fake conversation. And what about when she said, my bacon brings all the boys to the yard?
She was referring to Harry and her dogs when she mentioned that quite tacky comment. But it just sets the tone for the entire series. I do agree, obviously, with the comments that it's not her property. She does mention that, though. I will credit where credit due to the woman. She does say on the show, this isn't my house, but I'm preparing for her wonderful friend, makeup artist Daniel, to come stay at her house, a gift bag. And she prepares him this gift box with bath salts, a flower arrangement, some pretzels that were shop bought. And she whipped up some popcorn for 2 minutes in the microwave and called that hard work. But of course, she didn't, you know, BS about the property not being hers. And it is a stunning property. I believe they paid, I want to say a ballpark figure of around £1 million to hire that property for the show. And it's a fabulous property. I did find by the first episode, they open with their bee collector. They actually have staff for their beehives, which I found obviously quite princess-like, which is suiting to her, obviously. Was very similar to the beginning of the Beckhams documentary that they had out recently on Netflix as well. And David Beckham does keep beehives in his garden. But the difference was he didn't have a member of staff there. And she did mention, oh, I don't like doing this myself. I'm quite nervous about the bees, obviously, because, you know.
Jen, what do you think about Meghan's desperate attempt to seem down to earth? Because she's talking about wearing Zara again now. Didn't she have a Zara burning party at one point?
She had a Cianera, I believe I'm saying that right, Cianera Zara party when she first rose to fame. And that involved her upgrading her wardrobe to designer gear and giving all her Zara, which she classed as lower class fashion, which I absolutely adore, FYI Zara. I'm here if you ever need a representative. I'm not too posh for Zara. Bloody hell, they're amazing. She gifted her mates all her Zara clobber. But that's why I was quite confused in this episode in particular, where her mates saying, oh, you look so fantastic today, her mate Mindy said. And then she was like, oh, well, I like to shop. I can't remember it word for word. I should have wrote this down, but it was like shop low and shop high. So she pointed out her trousers were Zara, but her top was from some French designer. And along these lines, she's like, so I can be down with you because I do shop at Zara again. She's kind of, in every episode, she's tackling a story that was published about her not, you know, being a princess, being high maintenance and all the above. And it's almost like, like we said, we're only two episodes in. I've got, oh my God, they're 33 minutes long and I believe there's eight. So Sean, we've got another 3 hours of this.
Eight?
Yeah.
Eight?
I know. Like, you're never going to get those 3 hours back, in my opinion. But it's almost like she's tackling what the tabloids have said about her in every single episode. It's like she's got her defense up, she's got her shield up, and she's like, I can wear Zara. I can make kids' party balloons. I can make my own jam. That was episode two. She's walking around the berry bushes in her garden, picking blackberries. It's just wholesome. The whole thing is just so wholesome.
Yeah, she's layered it with rebuttals, so things that are obviously bothering her that she's been criticised over.
And it's very apparent. And do you know what? She's already got the cash for this, hasn't she? So she can actually do what she wants. And if that's what she chooses to do, it will do with her time, is target these, spend her energy targeting these negative media reports about her to prove that she is so normal and is so down to earth and is so wholesome, then so be it, because the woman's already paid. Netflix, Netflix parted with the cash. She can do what she wants. She could do a show, literally sat there with a foot masseur massaging her feet, pointing out pressure points, and nobody gives a hoot. Fact.
So the internet is awash, unsurprisingly, with scathing reviews of With Love, Meghan. What I'm going to do now is look at some of them and get Jen's reaction to them and see if you agree. So in The Guardian, we've got toe-curlingly unlovable TV. 1 star out of 5, and it's like 2 on IMDb, isn't it? So the title is The Duchess of Sussex's tone-deaf lifestyle show vibrates with vacuous joylessness and is packed with useless information that will take you a long, long time to remove from your head.
I totally agree with that comment. I do feel the sudden urge to go get a whole corn and put it in the microwave for 2 minutes to make popcorn, because little did I know that worked. And I feel like I'm doing a real disservice to guests who come and stay at our house by not offering bath salts. So I'm immediately going to head to Tesco's, other shops are available, and get some Epsom salt and Himalayan rock salt and put it in a fancy jar.
Katie, we've not seen the Popcorn Planet documentary yet. We are going to watch it and do a collaboration with Popcorn Planet soon, hopefully. And I mean, my head doesn't feel the same after watching two episodes of that. It feels really dumbed down, and just that smile. It's just, oh my goodness, the scripted lines, the fake smile, the way they're all just looking at each other, like all the guests are just, you can see in the back of the head, I'm only here because I'm getting a hell of a lot. Yeah. And I'm just parroting these lines, going through the motions, and it's all completely scripted. And they pretend like it's not scripted.
I know. So in the first episode, her makeup artist, Daniel, dropped the F-bomb. And they did it like, oh, we're going to make this show seem really cool because, you know, on the Kardashians, they swear now. And, you know, other shows, they swear now. So we're going to, Daniel is going to drop the F-bomb and we're going to look shocked. Okay, it was so obvious. It was, it's quite desperate. But it's funny how my thoughts immediately go back to Kylie Jenner's hairdresser and J-Lo's hairdresser who passed recently, and how she brought on her makeup artist, how important these roles are, these people are in their lives. And it's very apparent that she hasn't got any real friends around her, which is, it's quite sad. She should have brought Harry on for the first episode. It could have been slightly amusing then, like a couple's in the house with Harry and Meghan. In the vibe in the hive with Harry and Meghan.
Why do you think Harry refused to be in it?
Has he refused, or did she want this to be all about her?
I don't know the backstory. I think it would have been in her interest and Netflix's interest and got a lot more views if he were in it.
But it would have taken the limelight away from Meghan's moment, and that, you know, that wouldn't have fared well in the household, I'm sure. He would have been sleeping in the bathtub with her Epsom salts.
Why is Harry not in with love? I'm asking AI now. A man trapped in a fantasy is the top headline. Oh, Prince Harry's cameo. Though Prince Harry doesn't make an appearance until the show's last episode, he is mentioned throughout, specifically in reference to food. Wow, so Harry and Meghan may be kissing goodbye to the 100 million streaming deal after the withering reviews.
Withering.
Whoever asked about Hamamoto, he's coming on next week, midweek. And Maria's really hit it here on the head. The woman is such a bad actress. She can't even play herself properly.
I know. It's incredibly sad because the thing is, everyone knows that they, you know, Meghan would have known that people were going to tear this to bits. And she had to produce something decent to win perhaps a slight portion of people back. And I'm sure she watched this time and time again before it was aired. And did she not see it for herself? Like, I'm not being funny. I watch old content of me and I'm terrified about how uneasy on camera I look, how unnatural some of my responses are, how uncomfortable and how was she not like criticizing herself throughout that, going, oh God, can we just retake that? I look like that one liner was terrible. Like, let's take that out. And you know, that Archwell Productions are in association with the producers of this documentary. So she would have had a high say in this going out. And it's terrible.
It is abysmal. All right, so I'll read a little bit more into this review. It begins with bees. Yes, because bees are aspirational signifiers of the good life. They make beautiful honey for, say, stirring into a sun tea. That's tea steeped in California sunshine for approximately 3 to 4 hours. or drizzling into a beautiful on the inside. Oh, yeah, the metaphor of the cake, Jen. How beautiful it is on the inside, but people are just looking at the surface.
She was like, what, and little do people know how beautiful it is on the inside. It was, everything was almost like a direct aim at the media. It felt like a whole circus act aimed for the media. And all the nasty words they said about Meghan.
Do you think that was a not cleverly veiled reference to herself, the beautiful on the inside?
Yes, she was like, well, obviously, that everything in that show is about how Meghan is normal and nice and humble and beautiful on the inside. And she couldn't do no wrong. And she puts me to shame by baking her kids' cake and preparing them snacks that look like flower arrangements and making her own jam that she, all 50 jars of it that she gave to her mates, and they probably gave to the dogs. But no, it's really sad because I am looking, I started thinking, okay, well, what did you enjoy about it? Being a positive person, I was like, okay, right, let's find some positive in it. And I liked her dress sense. Her hair looked nice. That's about it.
And bear in mind, folks, to get Jen to watch this, I had to feed her grapes and give her a shoulder massage to get her to just stay in that position for 2 episodes so we could do this video today.
It was difficult. I feel like we're saying too much about our like personal.
All right, let me go back to the review. But the Duchess of Sussex, who only started beekeeping a year ago,
she's doing well. I mean, that
she was acting like she was raised in a hive. The way she was talking.
She was doing it on her own. So that guy is their paid member of staff, I believe. Who she can't let him go because she's not quite confident enough to pull the bee and like open the bee hive to get the honey out and then scrape it off.
She sees bees. Started beginning a year ago. Good vibes for good hives. Good vibes for good hives. Use them as a reminder to do something that scares you a little bit. For example, making a tone-deaf lifestyle show in an $8 million, £6.3 million, Montecito farmhouse while the US and beyond goes to hell in a handcart. Quote, I'm trying to stay in the calm of it because it's beautiful to be this connected. She whispered in a low tone so as not to spook the bees. Now, when she was whispering and the other guy wasn't whispering, I was wondering why she was whispering. Is that a fact?
I did. I thought I might have to Google that because I thought, is she doing that to seem like shy and discreet or do you actually have to be quite respectful to the bees? Because, yeah, it might spook them and it might go a bit wild.
So far, Jenny, we've watched 2 episodes and I've not seen any of the kids. But someone put in the chat earlier that they're doubles that are doing the acting of the kids. All right, let me continue. Her viewers who find themselves at the deflating juncture where we can finally judge to our heart's content the contemporary curio that is, with love, Meghan. Do we really need to, though? Gazillions of words, many of them predictably hateful, have been spewed on the trailer alone. Is Meghan the ultimate trad wife, a domestic goddess in the wink-wink Nigella vein, a fake flaunting her wealth? Is it cynical money-making exercise? Netflix, what? Paid them £78 million for the overall deal?
That's what I'm saying. She would be better off just, honestly, warts and all, stripping back, being her total self and being like, yeah, I hate everyone. I'm only with Harry for this reason. And just, going bulldozer style into it. because she's already been paid and everyone knows who she is, and they'd love her for that. I think she could completely turn it around if she was just brutally honest with herself and stops this Deptford housewife prelance where she's so bloody humble. It was sickening.
Yeah, as soon as you watch it, it's like you can see that in the back of your mind, you can see how this set was just completely constructed. The fakery.
It was lovely, though. I was looking at it with envy.
The way she's just fake oozing and fawning over these beloved guests. The wokery. Is she the millennial Martha Stewart of Montecito? The Duchess loves lemon zesting.
She does.
And that she keeps flax seeds, chia seeds, and hemp hearts on her counters so that she can dust her kids' pancakes willy-nilly. And that she's got impressive knife skills and refers to herself as Meg on the labels she ties around her mason jars, which are filled with whatever surprising moments she happens to be elevating. And that all those years slumming it as a freelance calligrapher have really paid off. Her handwriting is lovely. Reaction on that, Jen?
A factual reaction there. It blows me away how little thought has gone into this. They literally, because it was the first time she'd made candles out of beeswax. She openly admitted in the episode to give to her mate Daniel and his partner, and obviously that's where she wrote the letter, the calligraphy on. But it's it goes to show that there was zero thought that went into this. Like, what is her favourite food? It's not going to be a lemon whatever sponge cake and some quick bish-bash pasta dish that a 10-year-old could make, candle making that a 10-year-old could do. It was all very juvenile, and it's really sad because I was quite looking forward to seeing, you know, some quite craftful culinary dishes, but no.
So you got a question here, Jen, from CJ. Who's the real power behind Nutmeg and the agenda?
Oh, God, I wish I knew. Who do you think, Sean? Oprah?
The lizard people.
The lizard people. The centre of the spider's web, as they say. I don't know. I want to say that behind every person like that who is so involved in the spotlight and you know, that present, there is the inner spider web. But with her, I do feel it's a one-man band. I feel she is, she's got bad advisors around her, certainly, bad producers, because they don't have a clue. Unless she's being so stubborn and putting her foot down that much that they're like, no, just let her have those one-liners, let her think she's funny, like comedian, and let her get on with it. But I honestly, yeah, I'm sat on the fence on whether there's big forces at play with her, because it's just all a bit poorly played, if it was.
So GC is saying, poor Jen, you have subjected her to torture. I'm surprised she hasn't asked you for a full body massage. Well, I'm hoping by episode 4, GC. Actually, I think Jen would appreciate some time with some bees, wouldn't you?
Why?
Wouldn't you feel one with nature in harmony with the bees? Doesn't that appeal to you?
No, it absolutely doesn't. If I wanted to feel at one with nature, and I'm all for the spiritual hype of going and feeling grounded and putting your feet in the earth, I don't want to sit around a load of bees that could potentially, like, remember that film, My Girl? That haunted me for many years. So a girl and a guy, they were very young, went out for a walk, and the love of his life, and they hit a bee, like a bee's nest in the tree, and the bees came out and stung her to death.
Jen's idea of getting out of the house and communing with nature is going shopping for Gucci, folks.
It's not, right? I am a
Zara. Jen loves Zara.
I do love Zara. I'm wholesome and down to earth. So, no, I've recently taught Sean how to hug a tree when he's angry. So, remember, I made you, when you were being a moody, like, Mardy bum, I said, right, let's go out for a walk. You're going to go hug this tree. And he did.
It worked as well, right away.
And I felt a bit sorry for the tree at one point, but it's the first hug Sean had had in a while.
Let me continue before you destroy me too much. So, for those who've been hiding in a bunker for completely understandable reasons, with love, Meghan sees the Duchess cooking, flower arranging, candle making, jarring preserves, scenting towels with lavender, making harvest baskets, blowing balloon arches, arranging fruit into rainbows, sprinkling dried edible flowers on literally everything. Yeah, creating everything. Moments is her jam, though jam, which usually contains equal parts sugar and fruit, is very much not her jam because she feels the traditional recipe ratio detracts from the fruit. So actually, she's all about slightly less sweet preserves. After watching it, you will find you will end up like myself right now with a lot of useless information going around in circles in your head that will need to be removed slowly by applying the same Kerr that Margan shows when designing a crudite plate, which incidentally...
Oh, we could have a parfait party tonight.
What about my bacon brings all the boys to the yard, babes?
Well, that comes from the term. It's the Khalees song, My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard. And she thinks she's obviously been very clever with a play on that.
Now we're talking turkey.
That will be getting clipped and turned into a meme. If it isn't already, it will by the end of today. A really derogatory meme.
Ziggy's at the babysitter right now, and Paula M, people asking about Paula M. She confirmed that she was coming, and she's welcome to drop in if she's out there. She knows the start time, so hopefully she will drop in soon. All right, let me keep going with this one. So,
can you ask? I want to ask the chat actually, has any of you watched it today? Put one in chat if you have, and two if you rather stick pins in your eyes.
Laura, Jen is glowing after the 2-hour back massage and feeding of grapes I've given her to sit her down. And before we sat down, we went and had a couple's massage at the Thai. She's literally had 3 hours of back rubs today, Laura.
Sean exaggerates everything. Your dad says that all the time.
I've got the receipts for the tie, Dan. Don't.
Yeah, we went to the massage for an hour. We come back. We watched Meghan. You gave a bit of your shoulder rub for 15 minutes. You kept shoving grapes in the side of my mouth. I was like, can you stop doing that? Every time I look around, there's a grape here, like, firing into my face.
Sat there like Cleopatra getting fed grapes by her servant. I didn't even get the trajectory of the grape right. Sorry. I'll put the grapes in more delicately from now on, Jen.
Please.
Laura May, did I wash the grapes? I certainly did. What Jen said, they're organic. They don't need washing.
I never wash any of my fruit. I'm really disgusting. I'm down to earth. I buy fruit even from supermarkets. And I don't wash it. It's disgusting.
GC would rather stick things in his eyes than watch the With Love. And Jenny, I feel like I want to watch this car crash show out of morbid curiosity.
Yeah, and honestly, two episodes in, I feel like I've got this really unhealthy but yet healthy habit of finishing a project that I've started. Like, I can't read half a book and then put it down and never read it again, apart from if it's absolutely terrible. So, and I mean, the show is absolutely terrible, but I feel like I've got this like untold loyalty towards it, and I have to finish it. I have to see this through. It's like any other project I put my mind to, Meghan Markle's show. I've got to do it.
All right. So Meghan makes every single day for her husband and kids. And do you remember at the beginning, Jen, when she said she just thinks all day long about the comfort of her guests and how she can excel in that area?
I wish I had all day long to think about the comfort of my guests who visit my home. Like, it's outrageous. the guests that come here, I'm quite polite. I'll put clean towels on the bed, and I'll make sure there's loo roll in the bathroom. Job done. Shout out loo roll. I do not go as far as to put fresh flowers, little bags of popcorn and pretzels and bath salts in a homemade jar with lavender bags. And yeah, I feel like I've got to step it up now.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Got a message from Paula M. She is inbound, so she should be arriving any moment. And this show, we hope, is going to go to about 5 p.m., so she's still got 45 minutes. Mm. All right, so I'll continue with the review.
Go on.
So every single day is for her husband and kids, and that's why they all love vegetables so much. We don't all have a garden like this, she acknowledges, as she goes about the sun-washed, enormous estate with her trug, picking lemons always with the leaves on. I fully recognize that. I didn't grow up with a garden like this. But go to a farmer's market and you can find something. We all saw Meghan show Oprah her chicken coop. Her lifestyle brand was until very recently called American Riviera Orchard, which was supposed to give off an Alice Waters idyll filmed by Nancy Mayer's vibe, but sounded more like the sister takeaway to Chicken Cottage. Anyway, she's now renamed it As Ever. But whatever would be more on point, because what with love Meghan vibrates with most is a vacuous, overstyled joylessness. Harry is mostly referred to as my husband. He features briefly at the end of the final ep. So, guys, put a one in the chat if when we've finished, you want us to come back and do a review of the final episodes. Put a two if you'd rather we bog off. So,
I'm reading now on Tatler magazine about Meghan Markle unveils her first as ever products. I'm going to have to ask Paula, because Paula's really educated on this sort of nonsense. How many websites has this woman had and crashed? Like, it's like she tries to launch something and it never quite gets there. It never lands. She can't see things through. And that I find a really toxic, irritating trait in people I meet. People who say they're going to do stuff and then don't. I hate that. It gets my OCD and my blood boiling.
But Jen, she's already rebutted that criticism in the early, whereby she said she was working hard on the TV series Suits, which gets emphasized overly. While she was doing that, she also started The Tig. Remember that bit? The guy points out how hardworking she must have been to start The Tig while doing Suits. Hello, Paula M. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm Marama here. Hello, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Hey. Love the background.
How are you? What are you doing? Are you talking about that disaster?
Oh my! I had to bribe Jen to watch it, Paula.
It was terrifying.
Oh my god! No, I mean, I had to watch it because I'm actually finishing a video that I'm gonna post because it is brutal to watch. You know, like even if you take Megan out of the equation, okay, forget that she's Megan, right? And you just try to watch that show, you will wonder what the hell are you watching. You know that I was talking to Pidaina, and she's like, her daughter said, oh, it's not that bad. You know, if you think about it, if you don't know who she is or the background or how she got there or what's really going on, because to me, that was a clap back that she did. You know how she used the Spotify to clap back at the word diva, the word B-I-T-C-H, because that's what she heard all the time and all kinds of things, right? So this is a clapback because during the entire shows or whatever, I don't even know what to call it. It's everybody's telling her how perfect she is. It's how you're perfect. You're perfect, Megan. And there's a special clip that I'm actually using in there because she's talking about this lemon cake that looks really dry. It looks horribly dry, that lemon cake. You know, it's, you can see when a cake is moist. It's horrible. And, you know, Daniel Martin, her hairstylist, he walks in there thinking that there's going to be a chef cooking. So he looks pretty confused that he's going to end up cooking himself, you know, and it's like you can see the guy's like, where is the chef? Where is the chef? You know, and then he cuts his finger and then like everybody's perfect. But when she finally does the lemon cake, which we know she didn't, he says, oh, you know, it's something beautiful about seeing this cake that's bland and that's outside. But when you cut it in, it's so beautiful in the inside. And then, of course, they go into, yeah, because, you know, they don't know what they're talking. That's her. That's her way of saying people see me and they don't know what's exterior, but I'm beautiful inside. Yeah. That is pure exercise and absolute narcissism. It is just horrible. I mean, and then keep in mind, beautiful people, that this woman makes the point that hairstylist is her best mate from before, during her time in prison in the castle and after. Yet she learns in the show that he's left-handed.
I know. I found that quite, he was like, oh, I'm a lefty. And how did she not ever notice? I thought it would be something you would notice with your best friend.
I mean, how self-involved is this woman? This is the whole thing I'm talking about. And, you know, and now, of course, you know that she came out and gave an interview. Like, she's clapping back. She's saying that her show is failing because anybody who criticizes that show is sexist, misogynistic, and they don't appreciate her brand of feminism. In fact, I have the article, but in the article she's talking about how she's paranoid and she doesn't trust anybody, not even her Netflix handlers, and that she doesn't want to admit. She thinks that she's absolutely paranoid because she's saying that we don't get that. We don't get her. And, you know, whoever criticizes her is because we just don't understand. This is the very same woman who has based her entire life going before the United Nations and everywhere she goes that when she was 11 years old, you know, I changed a multi-million dollar campaign because a boy in fourth grade said to me, women belong in the kitchen. And no, we don't. We don't belong in the kitchen. I mean, I'm just watching this, you know, it's, and I'm looking at this woman and the way they're trying to gaslight people, because I remember you guys were in the UK and people kept saying, especially the mainstream media, they sold this woman as a self-made multimillionaire, savvy businesswoman who was a humanitarian. That was the main sell that they gave. She went before the United Nations that it was her quest to become a politician, to enroll herself in projects. And then she goes and says and that she wants to pass that heritage to Lily to be in the kitchen. That's proactive feminism. Am I in bizarre world here? Am I the only crazy one? I thought I was going crazy.
No, she's trying to grip onto something, someone to blame for her failure. And it's as point as that. And if she can't turn around and say the God's honest truth of people just don't like me because I am so self-indulgent, she has to go, no, they don't like me because I'm a woman. They don't like me because I have a gay best friend who I didn't even know was left-handed. You know, it's all these things. People, she wants a reason to justify people disliking her and not being a fan of hers.
I know, but and you know what? This is really funny because this is radar online. I mean, guys. And then she, you know what? You know when she says that her name is Sussex because that is the thing with my kids. It means so much to me. No, no. There's a decree that says that all members of the royal family who do not have a title or do not wish to have a title, their last name says Mountbatten Windsor. Okay, this is because, you know, Prince Philip was very upset that his kids did not have his last name and that he had lost everything. So they agreed to that any non-titled royal grandchild or child of the queen will have Mountbatten Windsor. And this is why with that fake, birth certificate that TMZ put out, it says Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor. That's on that fake thing. And they put it out. Archie Mountbatten Windsor because she didn't want any titles for them. So because she didn't want any titles for them, and that's the birth certificate that they put out, Mountbatten Windsor. So, I mean, I think that she knows that when William ascends the throne, those things are gone. So this is her way of manipulating by saying, oh, it's my last name. And, you know, it's our kids because it's like I represent it. And you know, it's a family unit. It's our identity.
Right.
You know, at some point, I really wanted to reach into the TV and just slap the crap out of her. I'm not going to go.
I have my shoulder fall out.
We've got 1,000 people watching live, folks. Please subscribe to Paula M's channel on YouTube. I've put the link in the live chat. I put the link on the screen. If you're watching on replay, the link is also in the description box. For Jen and I so far,
I just want to apologize for the mess because it's the time change. You guys have time change again?
Yeah.
We go back. And then
I'm just gonna remind Pidina about too because you know she's trying to come on. And did you send her the link by email or by WhatsApp?
Yeah, all you guys got it by email.
Send it to her by WhatsApp. I don't think she checks her emails for that.
Okay, I will send Jen her WhatsApp.
I don't know how to send it from the email to WhatsApp. You know that, guys, that I'm technologically challenged, you know?
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I can't barely even see my phone.
And, you know, the thing is, like, I'm not even from Sussex. And I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, okay. Meghan Markle gets her Netflix ranking, and it's behind sitcoms and the WWE as she receives horrific 11% Rotten Tomatoes score and is panned by Hollywood Bible Variety. I mean, have you read the Variety thing? Oh, my God.
I'm struggling to find one positive review online, even a paid review. There's nothing available online. So it is canned that fast. But as I said to Sean earlier and everyone watching, why does she care? She's already paid.
But she has no, but you see, that's what the thing is, though, that She really hasn't. People think that they got the 100 million. Netflix has now gone on the record on that Variety article that they posted that they didn't get the 100 million. And this was Meghan Markle's last chance. And I saw the son, Kinsey Schofield was there, right? And then there's this sugar. Not Kinsey Schofield had the sugar. But there's this sugar. They're sitting and they're talking about it. And then she goes, Kinsey Schofield said something like, well, you know, there's the war in Ukraine. There's this, there's that. Maybe she could have postponed the show out of sensitivity because she's portraying herself as a sensible woman. And then this sugar said, well, why should they? They're still featuring and dropping new shows all the time, which is true. And that was my point back then when she postponed it. We know that she postponed it, and this is even more appalling that she was using the LA fires when she was branded a disaster tourist by Justine Bateman, you know, and she used it as an excuse because she knew that they had to edit the hell out of that show. The show was supposed to have aired last year in August. This is why she flew Jake Rosenberg, her former lover, last year to California to get her pictures. This is why these pictures that you guys are seeing are from last year. I did a video about it. She flew him in May to get pictures of her around that and all kinds of stuff. So the pictures that you see, the footage is from May last year. So these are the ones that are put out there. Because this was supposed to have dropped in August, and then you have Polo to build the momentum, you know. But because she couldn't secure the trademark, American Riviera Orchard, and they filmed around it. They had to edit the hell out of it because she kept talking about American Riviera Orchard, so they had to clip a lot of it. And then they kept postponing it, and then she did the As Ever thing. And then, you know, I said in a video that the trademark, the United States Patent Trademark Office had given her until February to give a final answer about the trademark of American Riviera Orchard. And they said no. And then the LA fires happened. And this was a godsend for this ghoulish woman, you know? But for her to use that as an excuse, that's very, very terrible. It's horrible. So my point was back then, why is she doing it out of respect? They're dropping Netflix things. So, and I was saying to Kinsey, I wish I would have clapped back to that woman and said, well, then why did she postpone it to begin with for a month and a half? Because she was still waiting for the As Ever. The As Ever thing, it's still pending. I mean, I can show it to you. I can share it. And I don't know if you know that you can share if I share something, Sean, here.
Yeah.
Send
it to Sean.
Here. I'm sharing something here, Sean, and you can share it. I have this is the As Ever thing. It's still under examination. And she's changed lawyers because you can read everything here, right? You can hear the prosecution story. She changed lawyers on February 17th. You know, because she fired her lawyer because, you know, he was incompetent, but it's still pending. It's under examination. And she has at least three claims for that, because you have As Ever Photography. You have, which is a registered trademark. And you have, you know, like As Ever, the Chinese company, which a giant. And then you have that logo with Spain.
So one of the news stories prior to this coming out was that the couple's 100 million deal could be in jeopardy if the two can't find a way to relate to viewers on a more honest level.
You know, I don't understand this, Sean. And somebody, please, 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 somebody tell me. Do you know how many lies this woman said in there? Like, this was, to me, and I've said this on, a PR exercise to try to rehabilitate the image of Rachel Meghan Markle. And yes, that is her last name, Rachel Meghan Markle. She's not, if she wanna call herself something, is Mountbatten Windsor. She can call herself that because, you know, that is the last name that is to them. But this woman, you know, I mean, I'm going to share this with you because now she's claiming there's a witch hunt. This article.
Of course.
Are you showing it? Meghan Markle. And then they're going like exclusive, accused of going from diva duchess to paranoid prima donna as she launches witch hunt for whoever set her up to fail, even though they don't exist. No, Meghan, you fail because you suck. And this is basically what they say here. You know, they say that a paranoid Meghan Markle is desperately trying to blame a crazy conspiracy theory for all of her recent personal. That's nobody has picked on that. Personal. I can understand her having professional setbacks, but why personal? You know what I mean? If she has a supporting husband. And the Duchess of Sussex seems to be falling to the pressures of launching a new business, new Netflix program, a new lifestyle. But this is the really interesting part here because, I mean, the show is bashed by critics, but then it goes here that an insider, this is really funny. Everyone seems against her right now, and she's paranoid. There's a concerted effort to make sure she flops. She doesn't trust anyone these days, even her handlers at Netflix, because there have been bus stops at Netflix. However, other sources told Reader Online, the truth is much simpler. There's no one setting her up, Meghan Markle. Your content is just crap. She's just trying to deflect blame for putting out a poor product.
100% agree with that. So she, because one of the chat asked, how's she going to deal with this setback of the failed show? And I think you've hit the nail on the head there, is she's not accepting it as a failed show. She's then pushing the blame onto everyone and the cat's mother. And cannot sit there and go, do you know what? That was actually terrible. That was terrible work. That was production is art. There was zero art in that. It was more fart. It was terrifying. And that should have been one of her puns in the show. It was just pun after pun, wasn't it, Sean? We absolutely loved it.
Yeah, we've got now we're talking turkey, vibes for the hives. Working hard for the honey. My bacon brings all the boys to the yard. Yeah, parfait party. Hallelujah. That wasn't hallelujah. It was hallelujah.
You know what's really terrible? You guys know that Ron edited Changed the Voice of the Maid interview that I did. You guys remember that? That Ron helped me with that because I don't know if you know this, but Ron, you know, because
Maid, we didn't want
the maid's voice to be recognized. So he altered the voice and stuff like that. One of the claims that she said, which are, you know what? I was watching this and I'm like, Paula, yes. You know, I was like, because the maid said that Meghan Markle used to mock their accent. And that she would, because, you know, they're Spanish speaking people, you know? And not in a nice way, like when Ron does it, like when I can't say compass or that R-O-B-O-T word, robot thing.
Robot.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, it's nothing like fun, you know, no. It's mean, you know, because she wanted them to salute her in the morning as Her Royal Highness, Princess Meghan, Duchess of Sussex. So even for an English-speaking person, that is a mouthful. And when you have an accent, you know, it's worse. So she did it in the show. She did it in the show when...
Oops, let's bring...
Sorry, this was a scripted question, you know, because everything is scripted there. And she's like, tell me about your look, Meghan, because everything you put on, it sells like hotcakes. I'm going to call BS on that. I'm going to call... Mm-hmm. You're so influential. No. Princess Catherine... Her Royal Highness, Princess Catherine, Her Royal Highness, the Princess of Wales, she can put a sack of potatoes, and I will want to buy it because she wears it beautifully.
100%.
You know, but Meghan Markle, she's not an influencer. She's a repulsor. You know, if she wears something, I don't know if that's the right term in English, but if she buys something and she wears it, nobody wants to buy it. And, but she said, what's her look? And she goes, look. I mean, it was such a mean girl. You know what I mean? And she's supposed to be the perfect hostess and she's mocking somebody's accent.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, I'm vindicated because the maid was right. Can you imagine if she's doing it to Mindy Kaling? They're doing her a favor because she couldn't secure any proper guest. As Serena Williams said, hell no.
Oh, did not know that. She looked in episode one with the makeup artist, Daniel, like I could see her true colors coming through when they were candle making. And he left the candle wax as it was obviously heated at the time. It's very liquid form and you've got to get it in the candle wax pot or the candle pot as quick as you can before it sets. Otherwise, it sinkholes. Now, she turned around and almost barked at him at that moment. And it was a real giveaway of her sort of real genuine self in that scene. And I said to Sean, she's showing her true colors there. About how bossy she is. And it's very childlike. That's where it always takes me. Very spoiled child syndrome vibes.
And the thing is, though, you know that, I don't know if you know this, people, but Mindy Kaling was supposed to call her by Meghan Sussex. But Mindy Kaling forgot. And she said, you know, it's amazing that Meghan Markle ever had a Taco Bell or some sort of restaurant, taco stop or whatever. And you can see Meghan Markle, you know that it's funny, but it wasn't really funny. You can see that she's seething when she's like, it's so funny that you call me Markle. You know, my name is Sussex. And Mindy Kaling, you can see her, the way she looked at her is like, you know, suddenly Satan unleashed in the kitchen. You know, it's like it went like to 20 degrees below zero. You know, it's like, you know, my last name is Sussex. And Mindy Kaling, you can see her. I'm going to take my glasses off. She's like,
I got to go pick up baby Ziggy. I'll be back.
Bye-bye. And you know that she's like the way her eyes squint is like, well, I didn't know, because she says, now I know. So they're not that close. And of course, Mindy Kaling didn't know, because at the very end of that really horrible, tense interaction, you can see Meghan being very angry. You know, it's something that it's mine, it's our children, it's our last name. No, it's a title. It's a title. It's not a last name. You know, and Mindy Kaling says, well, now I know. So clearly,
Mindy Kaling
did know.
No, they're not close. So me and Sean only had the delight of getting to episode two.
Oh, God.
So did you binge watch all eight episodes in one day?
I have to be honest. Yeah, I had to, because I had to, you know, she says so many stupid things. You know, she says so many stupid things. And for example, with Delfina Baikir, when they go on a hike,
there are some moments
in life that I, as a person, and if she is a brand, I don't know why she's portraying herself this way now. Like this, she wants to portray like a little girl. Like a little girl, I'm dancing. And she's, you know, no offense to anybody white, guys, but she dances, be Dinah. Oh my God, looking funky woman.
Hey,
welcome. To have you back on.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm just talking about Meghan Markle's dancing with Delfina Baikir going up the hill. That was some bad white woman dancing. I'm sorry.
It was very unique, I must say.
You're so cool. Yeah. You should work as a diplomat. That was horrible.
Oh my goodness. You know, I just think there's a desperation with all of that. They just are trying so desperately to look like they're relatable, they're having fun, all is well. And in the background, you know, Megan is stressing over how she's going to be received and panicking over this Netflix deal. And there's a lot to for her in her life right now. And I think it's a big wake up call because the numbers have come out. I'm going to be talking about it later. But yeah, the show has ranked poorly. From what I saw, worse than Polo, Harry's Polo show.
Did you see me? And I just showed that the Rotten Tomatoes one. She scored 11% in Rotten Tomatoes. She scored behind sitcoms and the WWE.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. That is
just... And we're talking how racist she was, mocking Mindy Kaling when she said, "Tell me about your look."
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I had never heard anyone say it like that. What was that? Is that, yeah, what was that about when she said
that? She was mocking her accent. You know, look, what do you mean by look? Luke.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, what's shocking is nobody picked up on all of these terrible bloopers before it before the show aired. And it obviously, we were going to do this show back, the beginning of February when it was meant to be first released. And then obviously the unfortunate Hollywood Fires disaster happened. And she then put her show back till the 4th of March. And yeah, she had all this wonderful time to have all of her peers or lack of peers look over it and say, look, that looks slightly off. That's not going to sit well with people. That needs to be redone or anything like that. And it seems it didn't strike her mind that she had created a pile of dog shit.
No, but did you read the latest Radar Online? I just read it here on air because Radar Online saying that Megan is paranoid and she's on a witch hunt trying to find out who set her up to fail. And you know, and they're saying that it's more simple than that. She just put out a bad product. You know, that's what? It.
Okay, that article, excuse me, that's her being the victim again, finding someone to blame, not taking ownership of the fact that she just has not been able to turn out something worthy for people to like. And you know, this is what it has all come down to. Think about it. Ever since the pandemic, this is the moment of truth for her. And now you're going to blame somebody? No, you have from the very beginning have set out to do something very, first of all, disingenuous by trying to leave the royal family on a false pretense that people were racist towards you and that, you know, people weren't nice. And, you know, Megan is just in a delusion. She is in a world of her own making that she needs to snap out of. She has created this for herself. And Harry is the biggest victim, I think, of them all. He's been bamboozled. You know,
oh my God, you know what? It's so terrible because I've heard all the royal experts talking, right? Mm-hmm. And they're mm-hmm. saying that Harry's so proud. And I have the picture here, and I'm like, no, he's not. He's not proud. You mm-mm. can see his eyes. Let me show you the picture, guys, here, because this man has checked out. Harry has left the building.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Oh, yeah.
This man is just like...
He's going through the motions. Yeah.
It's like, you know the same face when she did that curtsy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're trying to say, because I got this from my good source, that he didn't want to have absolutely anything with that shit show. Sorry, with that show.
Yeah. He wanted nothing to do with it, but he has to show up. He has to be the husband that's going to support. But, you know, it's just a matter of time for him. I mean, how long can you keep up this charade before you just snap and want to just be done? I mean, it's just piled on stress and distance from his family, the people that really love him. He's living in a very superficial world. And he just has to wake up to the new reality, and he needs to make a move. How much longer can you continue on this? I mean, that picture is a good picture, Paula. It shows, it really is very telling. You can see his eyes.
Do your video, because, and that is the best picture that they showed of him, that he has some sort of smile. So that's the one that Jake, because they took it. That's the best picture they could get, because the other one is like from a profile. You can barely see him. Even when he's hugging her, it's like, you know, like you can see that spark. And Justine Bateman has, you know, she's stroke again. Did you see this, Pat? It's like, she's like, is this from Meghan Markle's new show? And then you have Rachel played it at my takeaway and elevated it.
Oh, wait a minute. Did he put all those flowers on there?
Yeah.
That's true, because she sprinkles flowers on everything. What is she?
Oh, my God. That needs to be
flowers for $25. She's selling those sprinkle flowers for $25. Don't you remember that as Ever brand that click? If you don't click on it, because they mine your details, right? And you start receiving all kinds of things. But she's already has asever.com, and she's selling like a little jar of sprinkle flowers for $25.
Oh my gosh.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
Oh my God. I'll click on it, because this is really, I mean, it's so, it's secondhand embarrassment, Pat. I kid you not, you know, like, it's, and it's like, and it's just for, okay, let me see. This is the as ever, right? And then you have,
yeah, I need more information of as ever off you, Paula, because I've taken a break from the Meghan drama for quite a while now, as you can appreciate.
I'll share you with this right now, because it's gone official. But keep in mind, I'm sharing it. Keep in mind that the brand I just showed them, it's still pending.
Okay.
So I'm sharing it. You can share that. The brand still pending.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not trademarked yet. So, you know, like, and she has the As Ever Raspberry Bread. And then you have As Ever Honey. And then you have, here, you think I'm joking?
Oh, these sprinkles. Oh, man.
But you have to send your email. So what they're doing is mining your details.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has this As Ever thing with that with the logo that the mayor of Porreres has asked her to please. And she's asking you, and she did the same thing with American Riviera Orchard, guys. She had that website, and she had that available spring. Be the first to know, so you would register your email.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, wow. She has no respect
for all the things there that she was advertising the tea throughout. Okay, I see. So she's just completely made an absolute gash show to promote all her products on As Seen, as if.
Well, she did that. Well. She did that. That was the website for American Riviera Orchard. She just changed the name and the labels. Mm. But keep in mind, as we speak, that she has not secured the brand. Okay? She has not. But I got to say something, guys, and it may be wishful thinking. I'm going to show you something. And... because I think that the royal family were throwing a little shade at her. And I for some reason, I have a feeling, I don't know why I'm sharing this Instagram thing. This is the Royal Collection Trust, which is from Buckingham Palace, right?
Okay.
You see, this is what Meghan is trying to do, right? The monogram and stuff like that. But okay, They're making pancakes. They posted this, right? But there's a part here, guys, that I think is Princess Catherine because of the rings.
Okay.
When they're breaking the
eggs. Are you sharing it?
I'm sharing it. I'm sharing it. Did you share it? Yeah, I'll show you. I can't put the music, but there's a part here. I'll try to be when they're clicking the eggs. First, you don't see any rings, those hands. There's no rings or anything. You know, they're teaching you how to do pancake. They show their brand. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to, here, see? See these rings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Princess Catherine has received an infinity ring, and she has her Welsh band.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is just me because this is so funny. They put it out. Yesterday, how to make pancakes.
Oh, I have that tea book. One of my subscribers from my event gave me that. So this is in there. Okay.
Yeah, they posted yesterday and today we have King Charles there, you know, the Royal Collection Trust and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, what was the worst bit I think I've said it, that Meghan never lived for months in Argentina and she doesn't speak Spanish. I'm sick and tired of repeating this to people.
Mm-hmm. Did she say that in the documentary?
Yeah, she said that she lived for a few months. She said that she lived for a few months in Argentina and that she speaks Argentinian. That doesn't exist. That language does not exist. And she was there for 5 weeks. She does not speak Spanish. The entire Latin or the entire Spanish-speaking community know that she does not speak Spanish, especially in Colombia. It was made clear she did not speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Gwyneth Paltrow. Have you heard Gwyneth Paltrow speak Spanish, Pat?
I have never, no.
Oh, she's her Spanish and she gives, let me see if I can find you because she gives interviews in Spanish.
Oh, wow. Well, good for her. That's great.
No, I mean, she lived in and her Spanish is unbelievable. Okay, here we go. I have a clip here. Okay, I have a clip here that I'm going to share with you. And she speaks, she gives interviews. That's what speaking Spanish means. When you give interviews, you're able to communicate, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is Gwyneth Paltrow. I mean, are you sharing it? I can just show you a little clip.
Do it now.
Okay, we can do that. Let me see, where is it?
Estudiar ahí. Entonces yo hacía un intercambio y vivía con una familia en el centro de España, cerca de Toledo. Y me encantó y fue como una temporada en mi vida muy importante. Me encanta España, la cultura latina. Siempre me voy a México, por ejemplo. Me gusta mucho la cultura, la lengua, la gente.
Así que lo aprendiste con la escuela, con la gente, ningún amigo en especial, amiga, nunca.
Yo tengo una amiga en Londres que es de Mallorca.
Yeah, that's good. I know yo tengo is I have, right?
I mean, what do you mean? Yo tengo una amiga, but I mean, this woman conducted the entire interview unscripted in Spanish, and she has a Spanish accent, not like Hilaria Baldwin, by the way. I'm gonna go so hard on that. Hilary Hayward Thomas, also known as Hilaria Baldwin, you know, the one married to. But Gwyneth Paltrow actually speaks very good Spanish. She has a little bit of an accent, you know, but her Spanish, she's able to fluently conduct an interview. You know, that's what speaking Spanish. Meghan practiced for 2 minutes in Colombia. She's like, that's done.
Right. Yeah. It's her just trying to create the false narrative around what she imagines herself to be, you know. And I've always said that, you know, she just creates what she wants things to be, but it's not really the reality. And that's, I think, where she keeps falling short. Is she's living in a fantasy world and trying to tell us that her fantasy is real life. It's not, you know.
Yeah. If she, I say that time and time again, if she was genuine
to the viewers and came from a place of realness. And instead of this bravado she keeps giving out, then people actually might tolerate her or at least like her. But she just keeps giving these fake vibes time and time again. And it's dull. It's definitely not interesting. Like I said, I'm two episodes into the drag that is that show. And I'm going to have to see it through, unfortunately. But little do I want to. It's just a hoo-ha. And I just, time and time again. So what is she going to do next then, Paula, after this car crash?
What do you think, Pete, then? I mean, I just want to ask you, you watched pretty much. What was your most cringe moment? I mean, there's quite a few, but if you were to pinpoint one, which one would be, Diana?
I would just have to say when she was talking with Mindy and really trying to give people this image that she's now Sussex, and how it just flows so seamlessly off of her lips that's the reality, that she's now a Sussex. How can you do that? And, you know, you have all of Britain watching you, those even in Sussex in the county, looking at you portray yourself as that's your name officially. I think most of the show, she's pretty much the same. And all of that is cringy in terms of just how she comes off very false. And you just don't like her. And I think the whole series in itself is one of those things that's going to be around for her to be mocked by, I think, even South Park. So, and to your point, and to your point about, I think you said something about what her next move will be. Their next move really is supposed to be that show, that movie that I get, Meet Me by the Lake, I think is the only thing left with Netflix, right?
No, they're not going to give it to her. They were supposed to renew the contract right now in March. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of it riding on it. I don't think, and people are confused. They think that Megan bought the rights. She didn't buy the rights. It was Netflix and Archworld Productions.
Right, Netflix did. So they're no longer a part of that deal. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay, then, yeah. So that's that's it for them.
Everything, this thing, and I think this is why Netflix left the comments on everything, you know, in spite of her protest. And Pat, I wanted to share, you know, like something here, because this is something that's very interesting, you know, and that, for example, you know, Variety says, with love, Megan, is a Montecito ego trip not worth taking. And, you know, the critics have spoken and they say.
Wow, Variety said that?
Huh?
Variety magazine said that?
I'll send you the clips, sweetie, so you can. I mean, I'm gonna send you all the clips of everything. Variety magazine is—it's like, it's brutal. I mean, the critics have spoken, and their verdict is go away, Megan. Pretty much, you know.
Wow, but she must be on the floor crying about right now, losing her mind.
Again, I mean, this woman should be called Megan the Mop. She's always on the floor, you know.
Yeah.
You know, look at this. This part of, I already sent you this article here, but it says this is Radar Online. A paranoid Meghan Markle is desperately trying to blame a crazy conspiracy theory for all of her recent personal and professional setbacks. Why would it be what personal setbacks? I can understand professional, but why would they mention personal setbacks?
Yeah, that's interesting. Personal setbacks. What could they be that are personal?
Maybe her shopping around for a book.
Yep. Harry is checked out, man. He is checked out. You can tell.
That picture, and that's the best picture they could get of him. And then we have Mommy Boya.
Yeah. Yeah, Harry's checked out. He's realizes that, you know, Megan, what she did trying to shop around a post-divorce book. That was, I think, it for him, you know?
Yeah. It's just terrible. And you know what the worst part of it all, Pat, is? Like, I was thinking about it. You know, the Roy Choi thing? It's like...
All that death stare.
You know, that death stare. You know, Pat, is like Roy Choi. That's not a lot of joy in there. Roy Choi.
Yeah.
I was like,
Oh my goodness.
If you watch that clip without any sound, guys, and you watch it in slow motion, you would think that Roy Choi said something terrible. Right, Pat?
Yeah, you would think. Yeah, you know, something that would warrant that kind of look had to be pretty bad, but it wasn't. Like, that's the level of how she is easily set off by the littlest thing, you know, and that's just her personality.
Definitely. So the latest story here in the UK is, and I want to hear your opinion on this, guys, is Royal Family Live. Meghan's unreality show savaged as she's mocked over sex signals. An expert delves into Meghan Markle's sex signals in her new Netflix series as they dub it an unreality show that is a dystopian nightmare for feminists. So that's just the title there. Mm. Did you sit and notice any of the sex signals?
She does. I mean, actually, there's a clip. I'm actually doing a video, and I had to mention it because, you know, she's talking about blowing up the balloons for Archie. And then she said that the first time she did it, it was hard on her cheeks because apparently she was blowing the balloons by mouth.
So I thought that was my dirty mind that went to that.
Yeah, mine too. And then I'm like, girl, there's a lot more things you've blown and you need to complain about it. You know what I mean?
Well, that device is really helpful for sure.
But you know, it was hard on my cheeks. And then she's wearing, did you notice, Pat, when she's with that hairdresser that she's wearing just a shirt, like she just got out of bed and she's showing her cheeks?
Oh.
I'm reading through the song.
Did you notice that, Pat?
The t-shirt that she was wearing?
No, she's wearing a long sleeve shirt. She's doing pants or something. She's not wearing any pants.
Oh, no, I didn't notice that. Okay. Well,
go back and look.
Yeah.
And of course, they keep talking with Abigail Spencer comes and that Safian woman. How perfect is, why is the word perfect so important for this woman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, but everybody is just way too so complimentary of her, and it's like overload. It's nauseating to hear, you know, all of that. And one of the things, if you really listen to all the episodes, like she talks about the things that she's like not good at. She talked about not liking to bake. She talked about not liking to harvest the honey. You know, she talked about, God, there was something else that she mentioned. I don't have my notes in front of me, but like there, I mean, it's like all the candles, you're watching her in real time, figure it out. You would think you're coming here to do things that you've done over and over again, because this is your life, your hobby, but it's not. These are things she's just doing for the camera for the first time, some of the things. And I'm thinking, why do we need to watch you do it? I mean, you would want to watch a professional or somebody that knows what they're doing. Why are we showing up to watch a duchess in, you know, quotes, air quotes, do this, right? That just doesn't make sense. And the whole show doesn't make sense.
No, and I totally agree with you there, Padina. Like, it's, why was she not showing us how she does things? And film it. Number one, film it in her own house. I can understand the security breach there and why she tirelessly protested to have this, you know, stupidly expensive house with a stunning view, Marriott, for the setup of her show. But nothing about it is real. It just all screams fake. And it's like, all I'm reading in this article is, there is a strong sexual theme to this series that projects from Meghan's powerful use of a vocal tone. When it's not blubbing like a brook, it becomes sexily husky and creaky.
You know why?
She's trying to
imitate Martha Stewart, the way she speaks. I can show you Martha Stewart.
Yes.
And then you're like, okay, I can get that. You know, I'm going to get behind it. You know, like... But nope. She's trying to imitate Martha Stewart. That's what she's trying to do, the sound. And then she's trying to speak like Julia Roberts with that vocal fry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That vocal fry is throughout the whole show. I mean, it's constant.
But I can show you a clip of Martha Stewart speaking. And when you listen to the way, it's like you put the thing here and immediately she's trying to, she can't even, that's not her voice. So she's trying to be with this vocal fry, this California girl. And she even dressed like Julia Roberts and the parting in the hair. When Julia Roberts gave an interview with CBS Morning and she wore a beige shirt and everything. I think I have it here for you guys. You know that I will always come with receipts. Mm-hmm. But and she's trying
Paula
to
always has the receipts. Like,
you know, like Julia Roberts and CBS Mornings, and she did an interview with them. And I mean, it's brutal to watch, guys, because it's I'll give you a little bit here. Stupid thing here that they have this commercial, but let me show you. I'm going to share it with you. I have the one in Spanish.
That's a couple of questions lining up, so I'm gonna chuck them on start. So if you've got any questions for Paul or Padina, please pop them in and the chat, and I will start them up. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have this thing in my Spanish channel, so I'll skip it. So no things. They're talking. They're like, listen to Julia Roberts.
Right. With Gary Marshall, known for, made Julia Roberts, who's never
stopping the car, opening the passenger door, basically pushing her out into the street and driving away.
Good on you for getting that part.
Thank you.
Yeah. Pretty grim stuff. And then the studio went bust.
I think over that I tried on the Saturday before the Sunday of the Oscars for the first time. We didn't do anything to it. It fit perfectly.
Is that
uncanny?
You can definitely hear it. Yeah. Yeah.
And even the way she dressed and everything and the hair, because you know that the hair hippie thing, she also does Julia Roberts sometimes, right? Do you know that she's invested in that hippie hair thing? The hippie, remember that?
The loose waves and the center parting. Yeah.
But even the beige color, but did you hear the vocal fry of Julia Roberts?
Absolutely, I heard it.
And even her face, she's trying to, you know, to look like her and stuff like that. And I mean, you know, this woman, she needs to eat a burger, I gotta tell you.
Right, Paula, you got a few questions here. I'm going to chuck them in. Did they cancel season two then?
There was never a season two.
Never was. That was easy. There. We got one from Grace Voice. Are the rumors true? Hazmat is permanently returning to the UK in April. Any truth to this tidbit?
Who?
Harry.
If it's returning in April, I have not heard any of that. I know he has lawsuits. And right now, what date is today? Today is the 5th. Tomorrow, we're going to find out some information about his visa.
Oh, of course. So that'll be means to come back on. Paula, do you think Harry has really had enough of Meghan?
Well, guys, if you look at the pictures that I showed you, I mean, this guy does not look content. It's just my opinion. I mean, I can go back and show you the picture, but this is a guy, and keep in mind that this is the best picture that they could show of him. Okay. The best picture of him looking happy is this one. This is the best picture of Harry looking happy. I'm going to be there here.
Nice. Lifeless. He's doing
Do you think that this is the face of a man who's happy? Pidina?
Absolutely not. Like I said, this is a man who we know is, he's just showing up, but he's not there. He's not invested. He is checked out completely. You have to ask yourself what's happening right now as we speak about this relationship. They are in a tailspin as we speak, guaranteed.
And look at Megan's. This is what Megan looks like without the filters. I don't know what's going on with this woman. All the eyes are sunken in.
Oh my goodness. No, that has to be Photoshop. That has to be Photoshop.
No, 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 no. I'm sorry.
This is the one that's not Photoshopped. This is why. And if you go look back, Pat, look when they focus on the other guest, like for example, in the first season, in the first episode, when they look at Daniel, it's high def. But with Megan, it's very filtered. And people say that she never looks, she never makes eye contact. They never do close-ups of her. Have you noticed that?
I never really noticed it, but I think I'll start noticing it now.
Yeah, they sent me this picture from set.
OMG. OMG. That's a really bad profile.
That's what she looks like. That's what she looks like.
Oh my.
I'm sorry I didn't give you any warning, guys. If you puke a little bit, it's not my fault. I just wanted to show it to you guys.
Wow.
Fiona says, I don't believe that photo isn't edited. It is actually, that is the real photo. I can show you photos that Jack Rosenberg took, and they look very filtered. I think I have them here, so I can actually post it from here. These are the photos that are very filtered. And even here with the filter, you can see a little bit of the wrinkles. I'm going to show it to you. Let me just get it close. These pictures were taken by Jack Rosenberg, right? They are already Photoshopped, okay? Okay?
Is she trying to embrace her
Look at her face here. Do you see all those wrinkles? I'm going to try and zoom in as possible. Do you see this?
She definitely has that look that she is on some kind of medicine for weight loss, and you can see it in her face. So she's got premature aging, because I don't think you should have deep wrinkles like this at her age of 43. Isn't she 43 now?
Yeah, 43. So I would 100% probably put that as why she has wrinkles there. It's called the, I can't say the name of it, obviously being the show, I'm not sure we're allowed to mention what it is, but
it's a weight loss drug that Oprah's taking.
A lot of the celebs live by, and that is a very common theme, is sort of the jawline wrinkles becoming more prominent.
The eyes sunk in, and you get the big one. Yeah. But this picture was taken by, I literally took it from the website of Jake Rosenberg, which is the photographer for her. And even with the heavy filters, and this woman by every day is getting more orange per episode, right, Pat?
Yeah, I remember you saying that. But I have to go through and look, because I didn't notice that. But yeah,
Look at the white parting here, and look at the orange face, and look at the neck here. It goes a little bit lighter. I have another one.
I see it now. Yeah, I see it.
I have a perfect picture for that. Guys, you know that I always have the pictures. You know, I'm going to see if I have it here, because I downloaded it.
Yeah, but this is the thing. She would have seen what she looks like in the mirror and seen the wrinkles. And is she, like Julia Roberts, trying to take the approach of I'm growing old gracefully look now? Mm-hmm. Pammy Anderson is doing, Julia Roberts is doing, kidding? We'll stop getting the work done.
This woman has so much makeup on to look natural.
Hmm.
I'm sharing a picture. I'm sharing a picture with you.
An aging.
A picture.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sharing this picture with you. And don't worry, it's not her face.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry, I was watching the comments.
So I'm gonna enhance the picture so you see that white parting, because this is what D-list is. You don't pay attention to the details. Look the forehead and the face here, and then look at the white parting.
Yeah.
Fake eyelashes, fake tan, fake weaves, because we've seen her forehead, guys.
Oh, yeah, we have. And I don't understand why she has to show up in full glam like that. It just, that's what I think adds to the fakeness, is that she's in full glam like that for this show.
Yeah. So people are saying, oh, she's not wearing makeup.
I agree,
she's wearing
Michelle's comments, please.
To make sure that she doesn't look like she's wearing makeup. This woman doesn't go without makeup anywhere. We've seen her without makeup, and it's not pretty.
Yeah, people make memes out of her when she shows up with no makeup, you know.
But, I mean, what do you think is going to happen now? Because, I mean, when Doria showed up, oh, there comes mommy. Or when she's cooking and, oh my God, Pat, you have to give this a bad moment, too. When she says that she's creating this moment, she's creating these moments for her kids. So they will, when they grow up, they will have, oh, I'm going to make, and she calls it mama food.
Yeah, mama's preserves.
Yeah. And her kids are going to be mocked later, which is unfortunate because they're just kids. But I think her behavior is not going to help those kids grow up in a normal way that they're going to do well. I think they're going to be made fun of, and they're going to be hurt by how her mother's been portrayed, and that's going to be very hurtful for those kids. And I really do feel sorry for them, because this is their mother, you know, and it just is going to be all the way bad. It's not going up. It's not getting better from here, you know. It only is going to keep going down and down, and this show is a testament to that.
Because she's going to get more desperate now that she has, Pat. And I want you to make a comment about her being a latchkey kid.
Oh, yeah. So this part is what is crazy. When she said she was a latchkey kid, Don, this is not in a British thing. This is a very American thing. And this is for kids who are, that come home from school alone. There's no parent there to watch them. So the kids usually would have a key put around their neck. And so they had a key that they wouldn't lose and that they could get into the house when they got off of the bus from school. Megan was not going.
That's where that term comes from, latchkey kid?
Yeah, you can look it up. It's L-A-C-H-K-E-Y. And you can look up the definition of a latchkey kid. And that's not Megan. Wow. I mean, how does she think that people are not going to know that she did not? I mean, this is the first time anyone is ever hearing of her being a latchkey kid. She went to the set of Married with Children after school. She was not going home to be alone, you know, eating TV dinners and, you know, pot pies, whatever, and alone at home. That's, and if that were the case, hypothetically, then where was her mother? I mean, wasn't her mom at home? I mean, some of the time, and then when they weren't, she was on the set of Married with Children. That's a complete fallacy.
Yeah, but then she says something. Then she says that it was her mom cooking meals. That this is what she did. Doria was absent.
Right. Yeah, Doria was absent, but. Even Thomas Markle Jr. said that Doria was a good cook, right? So she did cook, and I think that she was around for some of the time, and when she was, because she was cooking, you know, Megan wasn't at home alone eating TV dinners. That's the whole point. I mean, that's just a complete lie.
And the thing is, though, that she was gone for a long time, too.
Well, Doria was gone for a while, too. So when she would get picked up in the afternoons after school by the limo by Thomas Markle, she'd be brought to the set of Married with Children. That girl was not at home alone. She needed to go kick some rocks. Ain't nobody listening to her and her nonsense. That's a lie. Bold-faced lie. Like, how can you just do that? Just lie. And this is like, how many times have you been speaking to the media? You're just still making up stories, like you're creating your new truth today on this Netflix show. It's ridiculous. I don't understand this woman. She's got serious problems.
But I mean, I was thinking about that too, because you know that it's hard for her not to mention her father, because you know, for her growing up, when she had the tick, when she went before the United Nations, and she said that, let me see if I can get that for you guys here, because you know, like receipts. Meghan Markle at the United Nations giving speech, she said that she wishes that all girls had a father like hers. She never once mentioned Thomas Markle.
Never. And that's the thing as well. She has portrayed herself as somebody that doesn't have a father. But before Harry, she always talked about her father. So you almost have to wonder, you know, why does she think that we don't know that she's trying to get her father, you know, out of her life? And we've already known how much she's talked about her father. I mean, he's given interviews. Like, there is some mental issue with her to think that we are not aware of these things. The broader community doesn't know about it. That's what I don't understand, you know? Oh,
baby.
Hi.
Hi.
Is that Ziggy?
Is he looking at mommy or himself?
He's looking at all everybody.
He's laughing. Oh, how sweet.
He is laughing. A little squeal. Little squeal. Oh, he's got a little
cough. He's cold at the moment, so yeah. He's got a little bit of sniffles there.
Oh, he's so cute.
He's big. Oh, baby. Got a lot of high
diggies
in the chat.
Oh, thanks, everybody. We're going to have to wrap it up now, aren't we? Huge thank you, everybody, for coming on. And the links for Paula and Pedina are in the description box. And I'll put them in the live chat right now.
Okay, yes. That's awesome. Thank you so much. And I'm going to make an official announcement here. And when I was on Dan's show, he corrected. I do go by Pedina on my German channel. I want everyone to be like, you know, like Princess Diana. Die. So Pedina is
Dina.
The pronunciation. Dina. Yeah, so.
Pedina. Got
Pedina.
You know what? Yes. You know what? I tried to use it like that once, and I was corrected. No, it's Pedina. Oh, yes.
Pedina.
Yes, you're
technically, they're both correct. Technically, they're both correct. One is a German pronunciation, and one is English. But for the sake of us speaking English, I'll just put it out there. It's Dinah, like Diana.
Well, you're making me hungry. We're going to go and have a dine right now, aren't we, Jennifer?
Before we go, I want to ask if Paula Pedina could come back once me and Sean have indulged the rest of the episodes. Because like you said, we're only at episode 2. God forbid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys in the chat, if you'd like us to see us again, put one in the chat. If you want us to bog off, put a 2 in the chat. Thank you.
Oh, look at him.
What's the baby's name? What's the baby's name, Sean?
Ziggy. Like Ziggy Stardust?
Ah, yeah. Okay. Ziggy,
hey.
Ziggy, okay.
How
cute.
It's so cute.
We will sort that back up and get that on ASAP. Good to have you back, guys. Good to see you again, Paula.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks. Thank you. Please support everybody. The links are in the description box. Huge thank you, guys.
Okay.
Cheerio, everyone.
Cheerio. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Ziggy. I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.